Hedging.
Hedging.
Gosh, if embeddeds weren't fun, hedging will be. Agenda paper four.
There's nothing wrong with hedging, Rain.
I didn't say there's anything wrong, I just said it wasn't fun.
Okay, thank you. So in May 2015, the IFRS Interpretations Committee received a request for guidance in respect of two related issues pertaining to hedge accounting in situations in which an entity makes the transition from IAS 39 to IFRS 9. More specifically, the Interpretations Committee was asked to consider whether an entity can, for issue one, treat a hedging relationship as a continuing hedging relationship on transition from IAS 39 to IFRS 9 if that entity changes the hedged item from an entire non-financial item to a component of the non-financial item in order to align the accounting with its risk management objective. And for issue two, to continue with its original hedge designation of the entire non-financial item under IFRS 9. The Interpretations Committee determined that in the light of the existing IFRS guidance, an interpretation or an amendment to standards was not necessary on the basis of the observations set out in paragraph 3 of Agenda Paper 4. The comment period for the tentative agenda decision ended on 23rd of November 2015, and we received two responses. One respondent agrees with the tentative agenda decision as drafted. Another respondent agrees with the tentative agenda decision, but recommends that further context should be added by way of an explanation of the circumstances giving rise to both issues detailed in paragraph 2 of the agenda paper. The staff think that the proposed wording for the tentative agenda decision provides sufficient detail about the circumstances relating to both issue 1 and issue 2. The tentative agenda decision outlines that for issue 1, it relates to instances in which an entity changes the hedged item in a hedging relationship from an entire non-financial item to a component of the non-financial item upon transition to IFRS 9. And for issue two, it relates to instances in which an entity uses hedge designations that are not exact copies of actual risk management or proxy hedging. The staff recommend confirming the tentative agenda decision without any changes, and we have set out the wording for the final agenda decision in Appendix A of the agenda paper. Does the Interpretations Committee agree with the staff recommendation?
Okay, as before, we'll start with Tony.
Yes, I agree with the staff's recommendation. I'm comfortable to go ahead with the agenda decision on the basis that we discussed last time.
Okay, Reinhardt?
I would also agree with the recommendation. I do think, I don't feel terribly strongly about this, but I do think it would be helpful to modify the background to item A to clarify that the entity's risk management objective did not change on transition, consistent with the comment letter that was that the staff talked about.
I'm getting nodding from the staff here, so. Carl?
I agree with staff's recommendation. However, I would support Deloitte's suggestion to give more context in the agenda decision for better understanding.
Okay. Bonnie.
I'm okay with the agenda decision and the as drafted.
Mikhail?
Yes, I'm okay with the agenda decision as it is drafted here.
Young Soo?
I agree with the staff conclusion, and I just agree with the draft is, I mean, no more comments at all.
Okay. Fei Long?
I agree with the staff recommendation.
Okay. Bruce?
I agree with the recommendation. I've got no further comments.
John?
Yeah, I agree with the staff recommendation. I don't have any comments.
Okay. Sandy?
Yeah, I agree with the conclusion. I don't have any comments.
Okay. Charlotte?
I agree with it. I think it's fine as it is.
Martin? I'm sorry again, we had some background.
I said I was fully supported for the plan.
Okay. Bob?
I'm supportive of the agenda decision, but I think we could be clearer, particularly around when I read item B and says, whether the entity can continue the original hedge designation. I think without knowing that it doesn't match necessarily with the risk management objective, I think there's a question asked, well, why are we even asking this question? So I think we need some language in there clarifying that the question is coming about because the original hedge designation under 39 is not necessarily pitch perfect with the risk management objective, and that's the reason why we then go into all this discussion around proxy hedging.
Can you feed that into us?
Yeah, fair enough. I understand where you're coming from, Bob, and I think that's where Reinhardt was also coming in, is to put the context of risk management.
Okay, that's so the word I had written as context.
Yeah. So we'll play around with the words to see. As you can imagine, I'm a bit cautious with the hedging because it's so specific to put in words here, but I understand where both of you are coming from. We'll certainly make an attempt.
Okay. That's all we can ask.
Yeah.
Andrew?
I agree, and I'm fine with the wording as it is, but open to any further contextual clarifications.
Okay. So we're going to add context as best we can, and we've got some suggestions from Reinhardt already on that. So, Bob, if you have any more and can feed them in, we'll sure try to do that.
Okay, I will do that.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ryan.
That said, we'll take it as amended, okay. Or as to be amended.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, team.